This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's Tech Talk. This is Frida Liu together with Jeff Sandu and Matt Armitage from culturepop.com. Of course, Matt shared with us the Merdeka special a little earlier on, and it's, of course, Geek Squad now. So what are some of the stories?
Yeah, so Instagram, they've just announced their second app outside of Instagram. The first one was Bolt. And actually, you know, until today, I have still no idea. Matt, you've downloaded Bolt.
No, I haven't even downloaded it. It just looked really, really dodgy. And it said super fast instant messaging. And I was like, well,
and it sends it to
current instant messaging is fairly fast.
It's a weird photo messaging app, because when you take a picture using Bolt, it kind of sends it to all your friends.
And you get a message.
I have no idea how to use Bolt. Anyways, this app that they just launched, it's actually quite cool. It's called Hyperlapse. And just like its name, it's actually an app to create hyperlapse videos. So there's some very clever algorithm processing going on here, and it makes it like super easy for you to create one of those hyperlapse videos that are sped up very quickly. And the effect is actually something you'd get like in, you know, one of those like $15,000 video setup with the, you know, one of those jackets that you wear and you mount your DSLR camera and walk around. It's a free download on the iOS App Store. Android version will be out very soon. Apparently Windows version, they've got no clue.
GoPro,
that kind of thing.
But it's just a video of a city landscape or anything that you're doing. Yeah. So, for example, if you're driving from KL to Bandar Utama, the journey takes probably about 30 minutes. That video can speed it up within 6 minutes, and it's super smooth. Even though you've got, you know, when you're driving, you're going through bumps, and you know, your camera probably tilts the other way around. Yeah. That video just kind of makes it super smooth. It's really good. Umar Pagan, who's the EE team, they are in the States at the moment. He just did a time-lapse video of New York.
He would. Okay. Speaking of Uma and
smartwatches. Because he has lots of them. LG, they've just announced the LG G Watch R. Such a mouthful.
LG G Watch R.
Yeah. So, which is a round
two,
a round retro-looking smartwatch, and it looks actually really cool. So, if you just go online and just go and search for LG G Watch R, this is actually LG's second smartwatch that runs on the Android Wear after they released the G Watch a while ago when Google announced the whole Android Wear operating system. However, during that conference, the round Moto 360 kind of stole the limelight. So what LG did was they went back and they started designing a whole bunch of designs, and they came up with something quite similar to the Moto 360 because it's round and just kind of looks like every other watches that you see. But it's really cool. It has that sort of retro Omega Tag Heuer kind of look to it. And it runs on Android Wear, so you can get notifications. And it also has a heart rate monitor. And apparently there's some fitness apps built into it.
I was going to ask how much.
There's no pricing yet. Because I think they're waiting for the Moto 360 to announce their pricing, which should be soon, sometime end of September. And then I think you'll see G-Watch R.
But I just love the fact with this that everyone's getting so excited about a watch being announced that looks like a watch. You know, it does say a lot about technology that, you know, oh my God, it's a watch and it looks like a watch.
Well, because previously, I have a Pebble. You have a Pebble as well.
I have a Pebble which doesn't look like a watch.
It doesn't look like a watch.
It's a big black slab of plastic.
It's been, the smartwatches have not been very nice looking. And the G-Watch are
watchy looking.
Not very watchy.
Speaking of smartwatches, Apple is set to reveal the world's best kept secret. The Apple's iWatch or whatever they're going to call it, iTime or whatever. On September 9th, according to some reports, they will also, because they're having this event, which is their annual thing, and everyone's saying that iPhone 6 will be out on September 9th, but they might also announce the iWatch or iTime or, you know, I don't know what time. Yeah. And it also could, apparently, this according to this report, it will also control your house, so like probably your lighting, your TV, as well as monitor your health based on these new reports. Time will tell.
Pun intended. Good one.
Anyways, Raising fish on land might seem like a daft idea, but you know, three
no,
McGill
no,
well, probably not in one Malaysia, anyways. Okay. But three McGill University researchers thought it would make perfect sense, because how else would you find out what behavioral and physiological changes that might have taken place when fish first made the move from sea to land over 400 million years ago? So what they did was they take 111 Polypterus senegalus. It's a fish species that is known as the Senegal berchier, or the dinosaur eel, and they raised them for 8 months in a mesh covered with pebbles and just 3 millimeters of water to prevent the fish from drying out. And after a while, it actually worked. The fishes occasionally will use their fin and will walk on land. And the way they move is on land is completely different than in water. They kind of move like a snake, if you go on and watch the video. On land, they are a bit more consistent in the way they walk, so they kind of can walk on a straight line, although, you know, like a fish does, right? And there's also changes inside their body. They grow this sort of bones. They develop this neck bone, like muscle, that sort of give them the heads and their fins a bit more room to move around, which is very important to move around on land.
Yeah, I've actually been trying to do the reverse experiment. So I've been taking small children and trying to get them to live in water. So far, we've gone through about 200 subjects, but we haven't seen any physiological changes because most of them only last about 90 seconds.
Oh, dear. Anyways,
you can check out that video on newscientist.com. So
it is quite freaky, actually. What would you call a fish that walks on land? Is it still a fish?
Well, a mud skipper.
Yeah, mud skippers.
Yeah, mud skippers. But if it's a real fish, like, you know.
Well, a mud skipper's a real fish.
Yeah.
Well, no, I mean, it's just part of that adaptation and
the
evolution.
Way they
so
evolved.
I mean, I think the purpose of this is also to show how fish came out of water initially and became sort of land fish, roaming creatures.
Anyways,
I don't believe in evolution anyway, so go.
Cull is a band from Sydney, founded in 2012, and they sound something like Deer Hunter, Animal Collective, and Tame Impala. They have just released their newest single. This is Maggie Fuel, or Maggie Fuel. It's basically magic fuel. They minus the C out of the word, because they're implying that Cull lost their C in their keyboards. Very hipsterish. Anyways, this is Cull with Maggie Fuel, Maggie Fuel, Magic Fuel, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.